We cannot live the whole life for a thousand years in this realm. But the change from moment to moment shows the truth that nothing lasts at all. So one has to be so very brave to understand the truth, that the truth is like this. Last life, one was born as somebody different from this life. Where were those beloved ones in past life? And who will be the beloved one next life? It's only the lopa keep on being attached to whatever appears in one's life. If there is no seeing or tasting such and such thing, there is no attachment to such and such things at all. So what one gets in this life is only more attachment to all which appears next life, seeing again, hearing again, thinking again. No more Nina, no more Ludwig, but there are realities being conditioned to arise, continue on with attachment.
But what about metta? Is metta towards other persons?
Yes.
Around us in daily life, in conventional life. We cannot get around conventional life because we are in conventional life, and as long as we are not enlightened. What about metta?
Yeah, who had the most metta?
The Buddha.
The Buddha. Why? Yeah. Why he has such great metta? Different from others, because of his great understanding.
Yes.
So we can see that whenever there is great understanding, it brings more and more and higher metta. So we think in terms of metta as human being without understanding at that stage at all, and we consider it so very important. But one can have great metta when there is better understanding, like Buddha himself.
Yes.
But you're saying, how can I have metta just towards visible object? It's me that thinks it's a person, so is that what you mean?
How can one speak about metta if one maintains at the same time there is no person?
There is no person, exactly.
That is something it just cannot square.
Metta towards hardness or that.
Also, referring to the suttas, you see the compassion of the Buddha towards human beings, speaking to them, talking to them, and exhorting them, encouraging them. I just cannot get into my mind that he is talking to somebody who isn't there.
Did Buddha have metta to the bamboo?
No.
To the ground?
No, but to human beings. To human beings all around.
See, so it's not only visible object.
Yeah.
Because the ground or the chair or the bamboo tree can be seen like the other things. But the difference is that the rupa is rupa and the nama is nama.
Yes.
So when there is the understanding of the nama as different types like citta and cetasika, one call it or name it a person or a being. But actually it's only nama, the citta and cetasika.
But as long as there is a human being, the two are combined, they are composed. The rupa cannot exist without the nama not without the rupa.
That's why we can be more understanding person, because we know that everyone, the nama, don't want to have the unhappy feeling. That's why we know and understand, so we help. But we don't help bamboo or table like that. So it's not the visible object. It's the being which are nama and rupa.
Yeah, nama and rupa, both nama and rupa.
Which cannot stay.
No, they are impermanent, therefore they arise and fall away.
And they cannot control the feeling.
No, I know.
And everyone would like to have only the pleasant feeling.
No.
So they don't know the cause which conditioned the feeling.
I understand that, but one cannot control feeling. And if there's one thing which has struck me as the most striking example of non-self, it is sanya, remembrance. One has absolutely no control about one's remembrance. One cannot say, I cannot remember this, and one cannot say, I don't want to remember it anymore. If there is an example of non-self, it is indeed sanya.
Okay, if you think that there is a permanent being.
No, there is
no permanent being.
No, there is no permanent.
So don't call that thing anything.
Yeah.
Just the moment of experiencing a reality,
right?
Just a moment of experiencing the thing that one cannot select.
Sometimes I think it's a matter of emphasis, a matter of context, a matter of expressing oneself. But it bothers me and it upsets me if people say there is no Buddha. that makes no sense to me at all.
And because Buddha is not just the name, it's the quality of the enlightened one, Panya and Parisuddhi and Karuna. So it's not just the name. Anyone who can tell us about the truth by himself, who had become enlightened, was named or called Buddha. But the real Buddha is the right understanding, the purity, and the great compassion. No one can see him, but we can think
about his disciples could see him.
Qualities, his virtues. We can think about his virtues, but we cannot see his face.
No, no, but his disciples could see him, and they saw him passing away.
The
they
great
saw
compassion.
They saw visible object passing away. That is true. Yeah.
When there is citta jetasika and rupa associated with it, can we not call that a being?
We use that term, but we understand that that is the panyati only.
Right, but still, this stream of citta jetasika and some rupas.
Because they are different, that's why we name or call it beast or animal or giant or deva and human.
Right.
Yeah, by different qualities of nama, which was born.
So each individual stream of citta jetasika with associated rupa is a different being.
Each one,
but
we know the truth that actually there is no permanent being at all.
No, he agrees with that.
No permanent problem with that. There's no permanent being. No.
But there is a being.
There is a being.
That is the citta jetasika rupa.
You can't cut around it. Yes.
Conventional designation of the stream of citta jetasika and rupa is being.
Yes.
But then we can say, in the ultimate sense, what we understand, what we refer to as being, is citta jetasika rupa.
Right, yes, I have no problem with that.
When people say there is no being, that's all that is meant.
That is one step too far for me.
Right, okay, but perhaps you're attributing something to that statement that is not intended by it.
No, that is precisely the point. It may not be intended, but it puts me off. And I will probably not the only one to be put off it.
It contradicts at some point?
Yes, I think it's a contradiction. If you say in the ultimate sense, yes, of course, I understand that, I can accept that. But I think it should not be stressed too much, and it should always be taken in its context of the whole of the teachings, and of the other parts of the teachings.
So we could say that it's not actually that it's wrong, but it's not an appropriate way of
Let me think about that. I'm not quite sure. I will have to consider all this over and over again.
Is it almost like that in order to make the point that there is nothing permanent, the way you've heard it described is going one step too far?
One step too far and saying that is no Lina, there is no Lord Ray.
I find I have a problem of getting to the point of being nihilistic, almost. Almost to the edge of, so that it takes away purpose, maybe.
It takes away purpose in human life.
That's right, that I lose perspective because of, I don't want to say it's lack of confidence, but it's hard to see that at the end of this last life, where there's a possibility of even another life, not mine, arising. I almost get to the point of only one life of this experience, because it's all disappeared so far. It's all gone away so far. So it's that confidence that there really is no person, yet I find that it's sort of my own contradiction.
For everybody difficult.
No permanent,
yeah,
no
of course.
I mean, don't,
excuse me, can there be Ludwig and Nina next life?
No.
No more. Why do you agree in this life that even now there is no Nina and Ludwig? No. Since next life there is no Nina, no Ludwig.
I just can't get that.
What about next life?
No, next life, no more.
No next life or no Nina and Ludwig?
No.
But there is life after this life.
There will be life next.
And not Nina again, not Ludwig again.
No,
like
true.
Last life. Yeah. No Nina yet, no Ludwig yet. But there is attachment to the previous lives, for sure.
Yes.
Like this life.
Yes, that is true.
So attachment is attachment, no matter to anything.
Yeah.
Khunsi Chin, are you making the point that there can be no Nina and no Ludwig in
next
the next life?
Next life.
The same as there is no Ludwig, Nina, or Ludwig this moment to next moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have a problem with that in one sense, though.
Yeah.
I think that it's clinging. to me like Lord Awake and to Nina as Nina. This life only continue on until the last moment of life.
Yes.
And what about next life?
Then
no Lord Awake and no Nina. Why can't it be just now the same?
My self-talk is I can't worry about it. I can't worry about next life.
Do you think that there is next life or no next life?
I have my doubts, but I'm not really concerned
about
it.
What do you have your doubt about what?
About
next
life.
About the next life.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So far away, I cannot imagine.
It can be
tomorrow. And I won't remember anyways.
But Ludwig, you just said that you can understand anatta when you consider sanya, the working of sanya.
Yes.
So is Nina and Ludwig a working of sanya?
Because of sanya, remembrance.
Yes, yes.
And he says you understand that sanya is anatta.
Sure, yes.
You find it a very good proof.
A reminder that
So even now you think Nina or Lorek or the names, it's because of sanya, which is very strong and gives strong feelings.
This I find is a very, in my association, the Western world is a very delicate topic anyways. It's not anticipated or expected of what the Buddha said, that you have to approach it very gently anyway. That's when I have to have the compassion that maybe the others, they're not ready. They've never thought of not-self. So why would it be that much different? You know, we're just beginners. They just have never thought of Buddhism as what the Buddha said in those characteristics. It's almost formulated into the Christian established doctrine that if I'm good, I'll go to heaven. It's goal-oriented in that way.
What about just having right understanding, that's all? It doesn't mean that we can attain the extinction of nama and rupa no more, but just having right understanding, what is right and what is wrong, understanding. That's enough to know what is right, the impermanence or the permanency of realities.
Compassion arises and requires an object. You are compassionate towards another being.
Yes.
That's the root of the issue.
What's the point?
Compassion makes no sense. Compassion towards it means other human beings.
Compassion is the Buddha's teaching about dhammas, being not self and conditioned.
Maybe we have to define what true compassion is.
Yeah.
And true compassion ultimately is sharing dhamma.
Yes, yes.
I had an idea that it's the rationality. The rationality of if metta is real, the object has to be real.
If metta is real, the object,
object has to be real. And if you're giving metta toward a person, then it means person has to be real. And we have to remember that jitta can have also panyati as an object.
Yes.
So the object of metta does not have to be the reality. It can be the idea of the person. But the person is still
the
construct based on sanya of reality. So I think it's a matter of rationality, thinking that we have to understand it all in a very rational way. Object does not have to be the same as the jitta. So the jitta is real, the metta is the paramattha dhamma, but the object is panyati.
And also I think sometimes we think and think and it doesn't seem to make sense, but actually it works because we know that by understanding more about namas and rupas, actually there is more compassion or there is more metta
is
for other people.
That is true.
Can see it actually does work.
So
it may sound strange, but in fact we know that by appreciating how others behave is according to conditions and accumulations, there is more compassion towards them than before, when we thought, oh, how could they behave like that and how come they're always losing their temper. But when we know that everyone like us is just according to conditions and accumulations,
naturally there is more. Yes,
and related to that is that the real understanding of no self, anatta, is not so much about no self there, no self here.
I think so.
And because of that, it's like one obstruction to having real metta and karuna is being slowly taken away. the fact that there's no compassion and metta to others is because of this self-concern all the time. And that, when it's slowly eroded, conditions more metta and other...
That is good. True. Yeah, that's good.
Your comment about one has to go gently is interesting because, for example, sometimes when Kunsuchin just says it's the truth, there are only namas and rupas, it can sound tough for people. But in fact, this is gentle or kind speech. Yes. This is the kindness. But yes. Others may not observe it or see it like that. So again, it comes back to the citta, not to the appearance of how it is.
Then we talk about the seeing, and conceptually it twigs a bit. It can be understood that, well, yeah, seeing isn't the hearing. It's always baby steps for me anyways.
And even the Buddha, who is considered the most perfect in compassion, even him, some people didn't like his words.
Mm. Can we talk about thinking?
I would like to talk about thinking, yeah. It's good to understand more. Yeah.
Thinking is real, right?
Yes.
And there can be thinking about things and people too, yeah. Right? But as soon as thinking has fallen away, seeing cannot think. So where is the self who thinks and the self who sees? Because thinking cannot stay. Thinking can think about people. Thinking can think about many things, but thinking falls away. And there is seeing. And seeing is just seeing, not thinking. So if there is the better and better understanding about thinking, it's only one's thought about everything which has been experienced each day. Yes. That's all.
Yes.
So thinking itself cannot stay. So how can the object of thinking stay? They're all gone completely from moment to moment.
Yes.
But they arise again. And so when there is no direct experience of the arising and falling away of realities, it has to be there. Thinking about people and things over and over again, all the time. But when there is right understanding, there can be right understanding of thinking as just a reality, which is not permanent. So the object of thinking, no matter what is, cannot stay either. So in reality, the absolute reality, there is no permanent reality.
Absolute reality, mm-hmm. The absolute sense, yes.
Yeah. When it's absolute, shouldn't we understand it
as
it is?
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that when we understand it, then we have no clinging at all. It's there. So it depends on level of understandings.
Ajahn, sometimes our concern, and I think Lodvik has mentioned this, and I have felt the same thing in the past, our concern is not so much that it's not correct in the absolute sense, but that it's so easily misunderstood by other people, and maybe it's a bit too strong for other people.
Mm-hmm.
What is this, some kind of a gusto on our part?
Yeah, but what's the purpose of saying so? To help?
I would say, particularly my own experience, is conditioned by dosa.
When you speak the truth?
When I think that
like
person won't like to hear that.
But since you spoke the truth, do you mind speaking about the truth, no matter who likes it or not?
Again, it comes back to the praise and blame.
I
think it's mana, you know. Because if somebody reacts to what I've said, it's like, so I think...
Would you like to speak in order to have someone like you? Or to let them have more understanding or better understanding, no matter if they like you or not.
There just seems to be too much mana on my part. There just seems to be
but for
mountains
yourself.
Of mana.
Okay. Is it matter at all? Or it doesn't matter at all?
I mean, there can be
so one can see
mana,
one's own accumulation of akusala, or follow it as more and more akusala. The teachings is for oneself, not for the others. To understand oneself better and better. Not just to judge the others, but to understand oneself, whether that moment is kusala or akusala.
Yeah. One knows when there's a reaction that is the problem, not what the other has said or not how they're responding.
Yeah.
But it always comes back to one's own
citta. Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
I see the mana.
But the language is important too, how we explain it to others.
Yeah,
and is it helpful to add when we say there is no Nina, no Lodewijk, in the ultimate sense, that we can add that to help others?